PRNFM presents Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on PRNFM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to PRNFM.com. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us the wonderful one of the wonderful owners at Colon MD. It is Helen Colon. Hello, Dr. Colon. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
It's so good to have you on. So tell us, doctor, who are you and what do you do?
I am a plastic surgeon. I've been a plastic surgeon since finishing my training in 1982. And I do nowadays mainly cosmetic surgery of face, body, and vaginal surgery as well. We also do laser treatments and injectables and skincare at my office.
What made you want to go into this line of work?
I thought back when I was a young person that it was a very interesting field, especially at that time. You know, we had a Vietnam War and we had a lot of developing procedures for treating injuries after the war, for burns, and as well as congenital malformations. Breast cancer was being treated with reconstruction. So there were so many things happening that it was a fantastic field to go into. Not to mention the self-satisfaction you get by helping all these people that require help.
And we know that you are a doctor, I believe, with your husband, is that correct?
Yeah, so in our office, there are three doctors. It's my husband and my daughter. We have two locations, so my daughter is in one location and I'm the other, and my husband is in both.
I see. And you are in the New York location, correct?
Correct.
Which is centered in Manhattan.
Correct.
And tell us, what services do you guys offer?
So my office is on between 72nd and 71st. And in this office, we have an operating room, which is state-of-the-art, and it's approved by Quad A. So we do all surgery, including under general. We're licensed to do all that. And we have a recovery room for patients. And we do surgery, whether it's a facelift or nose job or eyelids or breast reduction, breast augmentation, tummy tuck, vaginal tightening, labiaplasties, liposuction, you know, general cosmetic surgery. The most of the breast reconstruction we do within the hospital, because if a patient has a mastectomy, you do it all in the hospital. So reconstructive procedures mainly we do at the hospital, and cosmetic in the office. Besides the operating room, we also do lasers for skin rejuvenation, the lasers to reduce fat called cool sculpting, vein removals. We also do injectables, fat transfers, PRP injections, and just, you know, all the things today that are non-invasive that you hear about, everywhere.
Now, why would someone go to you as opposed to maybe the other plastic surgeons in the area?
Well, I think when we choose a provider for anything, whether it is for a plastic surgery or when we choose a dentist or a lawyer, I think that there's something about the person that you may like in particular, and it could be if you go from any consultation, it might be the first impression that you get, or you may like the fact that we have experience of over 30 years doing procedures, and we know all about how they developed and why we're doing them the way we do today. Or you may want someone who is affiliated with certain hospitals, and we are with NYU and North Shore, Lenox Hill, and Long Island Jewish, as well as New York Eye and Ear, which is part of Mount Sinai. So we are affiliated with most hospitals in the city, so some people like that. Some people may like the fact that we've been teaching younger doctors for many, many years. So some people like the fact that I'm a woman. It's very difficult to decide how someone likes someone. In the old days, people looked at your training. They looked at where you trained, what school you went to, and the better the school, the better the training, they chose you that way. Today, I think there's less emphasis on that. It's more of where you're located and probably the years of experience that you've had. I'm not quite sure.
But when it comes to experience, you definitely are experienced, correct?
Well, I've been doing this. I've finished my training in 1982. I was training general surgery, plastic surgery, microsurgery. My husband and I, we were the first ones to start microsurgery at Bellevue, which gave rise to all the transplantation procedures and all the new methods of reconstruction today using blood vessel transfers. So we certainly were at the cutting edge of what's going on today, and that was when we started in our own practice, was 1982. So do the math, then you'll see how long we've been doing those procedures.
Right, that is awesome. That is truly awesome. And so tell us, we would imagine that when you were growing up, Helen, you did not dream as a little girl, wow, I want to be a plastic surgeon. So how did this fall on your lap?
Well, when I was growing up, women were not doing plastic surgery or surgery for that matter in the United States. And when I was in college, I was considering, the fact that I like sciences. I like sciences. I like mathematics. But most of all, I did like relationship with people. So I knew that I didn't want to be in a cubicle somewhere, locked up, doing analysis of numbers. So when I thought more about it, I decided that I wanted to go to medical school. In those days, most women, if they did go, they would go into pediatrics or a radiologist. So I figured, well, let me go to medical school first. When I was coming towards the end, I really enjoyed surgery. That was something that I really, really liked. Of course, there were no women in that field at that time, especially not where I was. So I figured, let me be the first one. And, I was lucky enough to get into a very good residency program. And then I said, okay, now what's challenging from now on? And then microsurgery was something that was on the horizon, which is transferring limbs or transferring tissue using a microscope and connecting the nerves and the blood vessels and so on. And I thought, oh, there we go, there's something new, let me be one of the first. And so I went on to do it. It all took a lot of time and hard work. It's not just like, oops, and here I'm doing it. But if you're willing to commit that time, then you get big rewards. So that's how it was with me.
Right. Thank you so much, Helen. It's been such a pleasure. And we would love to have you back on for a longer segment. And your husband's name was Matt?
No. As far as I know, it was Steven.
All right. Let's make sure that it stays Steven then. Thank you so much, Helen. And we hope to have you back on for a longer segment. And
sure.
We want to go ahead and give everyone your information. It is colonmd.com. That's colonmd.com. That's spelled colenmd.com. colenmd.com. colonmd.com. colonmd.com. It's been such a pleasure to have you on, and we hope to have you on again. We can also call your offices at 212- 212-772-1300. That's 212-772-1300. Thank you so much. And like I said, we hope to have you on again.
Thank you.
All right. And for all of our listeners, we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. on PRN-FM, the Professionals Radio Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.